15th. And I'm a Aries. Alright.
Hi, I'm Khalif. I was born on April 10th. I'm an Aries.
Hey, I'm Aaliyah. I was born July 31st, so I have a Leo sun, a Leo rising, and I have an Aries moon.
I'm Shad, and I'm born on February 24th, so I'm a Pisces. That's basically all I know about it.
I'm Yosef. I'm born in April, and I am, I think, the 24th, and I'm a Taurus.
I'm Miriam. I was born July 15th, and I'm a Cancer.
Hi, my name is Lubna. I was born August 28th, so I'm a Virgo.
So the ascendant is what's important for like the lift off of your chart and getting really personal with your own astrology and how you can connect it to like what's happening today with the stars. And so the ascendant is very dependent on your time and location because it's like on the equator and how it matches, like aligns with the placements of the stars currently. So that's what makes it very unique, and it becomes kind of like your cosmic fingerprint, as astrologers like to call it.
I just have a question. If it's based on the stars, right? And like stars, we only see stars. Like when we see stars, we're looking into the past because like it's light years away.
Who knows? Like, right? So
I guess, do you know what? Because like my question was gonna be, because like if we are seeing into the past, right? There are some stars that like we're seeing them. Like we're seeing the stars die, as like, cause like we're seeing like thousands, millions of years into the past.
It's a metaphor. Somebody write this down.
No, it's not a metaphor. Cause like, if it's based on the stars, right, and we are seeing stars die, a million years into the future, when that star, we don't see it in our like, we don't see it no more.
The only thing I have to say on that is that the stars are always moving. So just like people live and die, the stars do as well, but it's always moving with us.
Okay.
So
I can see
we're,
that.
So is, we're not necessarily looking in the past or future, although I think that's like very poetic. But it's just like we're looking in, like the stars are moving with us, so it's all a present time.
Okay, yeah, that's cool. That's dope.
Sorry, just something I think is really interesting is like we're made up of 70% water, but when we have a blue moon, right, like just like the idea that of the stars being stagnant, a blue moon will actually cause sea levels to rise across around the world. So to just in that idea of like, do the shifting of stars have an influence of us? I've become a believer just in that one note of like, if a blue moon can cause all the oceans around the world to rise, okay, who am I to say it doesn't have an influence on me?
Excuse me. I would just like to remind you all of one scene from Lion King where Simba had is it actually copyrighted?
Lion Kingdom.
Okay, you don't have to put the clip in there.
I have to describe it really well? Yeah.
Okay. I will remind you of the scene, and you can look it up on YouTube if you want. The scene where Simba is lying and looking up at the stars with Timon and Pumbaa, and they're discussing what those little balls up in the sky are. And they each have their theory of what they are. And Timon, you know, he thinks there are little bugs that got caught up there. And Timon thinks that they are billions and billions of what? Gas that are burning brightly. And Simba thinks that it's his descendants. So I'll leave it with you.
Oh, it was after Hakuna Matata.
Yes.
It was after Hakuna Matata.
What a wonderful phrase.
And Rafiki did actually lead him to show him that it was his descendants. And Simba did see Mufasa. And Mufasa told him, Simba, remember who you are. You have forgotten.
Just on that idea of descendants, though, you know, and just tying up the idea of the past and descendants and our ancestry, astrology is based, like, the way that we make it work is... or put things together is based on archetypes, right? And archetypes is like based on our history. So just a little quick thought on that too.
Yeah. I have a question. So this is random, but why if we do the whole astrology thing to stars, why don't people do the same thing with clouds or something like that? I've always thought because they're moving too, but like, clouds, they just change shape and stuff. But I don't know. Food for thought. What?
Don't people like a cloud wash?
Something? Cloud watching. But like what was? I don't know who said it. But oh, that's a triangle. That's who I am. But like, what about like? Oh, like
it's more than just a triangle.
Yeah. So like, what about clouds?
So, what came to mind, and after a quick Google search to confirm, what do you think clouds are made of? Right. So if the moon like moves the tides, then it's likely the stars and the moon are also moving the clouds as well. And from what I understand is that so with my tiny bits of knowledge of farmers' calendars and stuff like that, do they not kind of like predict all these movements in weather and temperature and beforehand so they can curate their crops according to that, right? So just so like you're on the right, you're there, you know. Yeah.
I actually know I believe the ancient Australian Aboriginals actually used not only the stars in the galaxy, but also the dark spots in the galaxy as well. They would map out the dark spots that were covered.
Just like a box with the music.
Regarding farmers, my question is, why do we still do daylight savings?
That's been long debated to get rid of it. And I think in some parts of Canada, they have actually, like in Alberta, I think they got rid of it because I think originally it was started around like the wars.
Yeah.
They did it for, I don't exactly know.
Yeah. Why is that still a thing?
A lot of places don't have it.
Yeah.
We should get rid of it. It's so confusing.
It's very confusing.
It's a way to manipulate the masses.
Yeah, and I don't like it. I don't like being manipulated. Yeah. It grinds my gears.
A quick note on Nia's comment about the blue moon affecting the water. Actually, all moons affect the tides. And yeah, so it's that's another interesting thing. And also to come back to the tangibility, I do believe researchers have proved that we only use 10% of our brain, right? So that means like... imagine if we could, and kind of tying it back to Aquarius... You know, because it's the realm of our thoughts. You know, it's like, how can we use more of our brain too, right? It's like maximizing that potential. And, you know, maybe in like advanced civilizations, they were able to be mind readers because they had accessed parts of their brain that, that could be like empathetically picking up thoughts, right? I don't know. Like, we only use 10%.
Okay, yo, can I say something? Can I say something? Okay. This is the main thing I have to say. I'm a man of science, right? But every scientist... No.
Anything good ever come after I'm a man of
science. No. You didn't let me finish. Okay, as I'm saying, I'm a man of science, right? But every scientist was a philosopher first.
Bars.
Exactly. Exactly. What I'm thinking is that the stars that they saw back in the day, they're capable of doing supernova, which is like a star dying. Meaning, stars have died and have been birthed again, so we're seeing different stars. So it's kind of like using an old calendar when you think about it now.
I need your love so badly. I love you oh so madly, but I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. I thought at last I'd found you, but other loves surround you, and I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. If you'd surrender just for a tender kiss or two, you might discover that I'm the lover meant for you, and I'd be true. But what's the good of scheming? I know I must be dreaming, for I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. Your love was so badly. I love you, oh, 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 so badly. But I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. Kiss or two, you might discover I'm in love meant for you, and I'd be true. But what's the good of scheming? I know I must be dreaming, for I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you.
From the concept of making magic. To spell is to bind in language. Think about the ways in which you have been bound before. It could be by family, a beloved, or as concrete as society built on the patriarchy and oppression. Write a spell in which you are free from those systems. After you finish writing, light a candle or sage, palo, sach, santo, and say it out loud 3 times.
Do y'all believe in things beyond physical? So when I say beyond physical, I mean like beyond like things that you can easily identify with the 5 senses.
Like spirit,
so like energy,
right? So like anything that exists beyond simple identification via the 5 senses, right?
I would say yes, because there is like some sort of proof to it.
I mean, unless you're talking about gravitational waves, I don't know what proof you're talking about. I mean, I don't believe any of this energy stuff, but I do believe that there are things that we don't know, like a bunch of things in physics, like dark energy, dark matter. We don't know what they are. We can't measure them with the anything that we know about now. So yeah, I do believe that, but not what they're talking about. I don't know what
they're... I mean, I do believe in things like that, because I mean, it hasn't been proven, but you look at it with like people who meditate, right? Like, I feel like that is something of that nature where like you can't really calculate it.
Okay, so yes, most definitely there are things beyond what we see. I can say that for sure, because I used to live in a haunted house. So
the age?
Yeah. Okay, so like when I was younger, I used to like live in like metro housing in Toronto. So like apparently there were a lot of like weird instances, like, oh, I heard heels coming down the stairs, but there, when like I finally heard the last step, there was no one there. Or like in the middle of the night, the microwave would suddenly turn on and you would turn it off and it would turn.
You're one hungry ghost.
Some popcorn. But yeah.
I do most definitely believe that there are things beyond the physical, beyond what we understand. I think, especially with the Latin background, it's like a hidden thing, but we like talk about those things. Like, there was a situation where I got evil eye, apparently, according to my father, right? And so evil eye is basically when someone gives you a bad look, but with bad energy and bad intention, right? So as a baby, I got sick, parents took me to doctors, couldn't figure out what's going on. Brought a lady in. Who knows where this lady came from? Who knows how my parents knew her? But she did the whole egg thing where she, like, I think she, I don't know if she dips in some kind of water, but she kind of like does this egg over you, and I think she like rubs you in like garbage or something, like foul things, right? And then everything was good from there. And my mom doesn't talk about it, right? So I think, like, maybe, I don't know, maybe they did sell my soul, I don't know, right? But yeah, I definitely think there are things we don't understand.
That's actually very interesting, because like also in Islam, we also have things like evil eye and like jinns, and you know, things that you like are beyond like eye, like there are black magic and all of those things. So like apparently also in the haunted house that I used to live in, I used to play with like baby jinns or ghosts, because children can see those type of things. So I could say they are very, very, very real.
True.
My darling, I've hungered for your touch along lonely times. Slowly, and time
didn't wanna see me anymore. And when I got home and I played that cello in LA, all your shit was gone. It was the only time I thought I made a mistake. And when I only wanna hold you, I thought I wanted you to hold me. Cause I've been scared of the crowded places. Come with me, I'll take you home. Cause I've been scared of crowded places. Come with me, I'll take you home. It falls to death so dark.
I'm gonna start off saying of what my ancestors are like to me, like what I feel about Deja Vu's itself. It all comes from my ancestors because they've all been in a place before, and when I go there, I just have these Deja Vu's that somebody from my ancestors or somebody that my family was once there in their situation before. So I start off by saying, dear ancestors, the Deja Vu's that I've been having are surreal. They explain a lot of who you are today. The dreams, the goals, everything I want has happened to you before. And I wish it could happen to me. To my ancestors. I love y'all.
Okay, so I'm gonna just start. Dear ancestors, you're probably disappointed in me. Because my tongue is heavy with the language of people you wanted to keep out of your country. Even as I write this, I cannot help but wonder if you'll ever understand me. This is a one-way conversation because you won't understand me and you don't know me. I don't know you, but thank you for living your life, walking so I can run. I hope you will live the well, that you were happy. I know you can't understand because I don't know Southern Somali, but I can say Jazakallah khair. That you gave birth to children who had children who had children who had me. Thank you. Even though I'm pulled between two tribes, I know that you've made it possible for me to be a bridge between them. I know you must have struggled, that someone must have passed trauma into my genes, but I hope at least one of you were happy.
Okay. I don't know your name, but I know you know my name. I want to say thank you for contacting me in my dream the other night. You gave me the clarity to move forward. Thank you. Gracias. Merci.
Dear man I never knew, I don't know who you are, where you are, and when you even existed. All I know is that you did exist. He walked on the same plantation that we all walked together in a different generation than me. That left me, Sonder, that you swam in the same in the sea opposite of me. That you walked on the grass just as green as me. That you had the ability to dream. It could be a possibility that we had the same dream and you were the figure I didn't know. We both lived out in the cold. Both felt lonely and had taken the consequences of our actions. We both had different passions, but we are a part of the same family. I wish you could hang out with me so we can experience each other's stories. Dear man, I never knew. You were an ancestor who broke the rules set upon by government officials. You were the one who said fuck the law and followed your own rules. You kept it cool. You were someone who would have sneezed in the first tissue. I never knew you, but I want to. Could have been a chance you were gone too soon. At least I know that both our skies are blue. Hope we meet in the next life.
I wrote to my grandfather instead. From Jolson to Joel Walaka. You're remarkable. Your presence is one that's greatly missed. Your life is celebrated. Your life is celebrated and never forgotten. Thank you for everything you've done for my father because he's doing the same to me. You were hard on him because you're shaping him into the you're shaping him into you as your father did to you, as my dad is doing to me. He said, don't like to talk about the absences in my life, because then I realize I have nothing physically. I want to say thank you for everything, everything you have gave and everything that you could have given to my father. That's the same thing that he does to me. See, I understand that you didn't have much. I understand that neither does my dad. But he gives me the world that he didn't have. And you gave him the world that you didn't have either. You treated him as you were treated when you were young, as your father was treated too. The best gift that you have given my father has to be life. And the best gift that my father given me was life. But one of my biggest blessings is being named after you. Hopefully, I can fulfill your destiny.
Hi, it's me. I don't know you and you probably don't know me, but I don't think that really matters, you know. This is nothing poetic, but I just wanted to let you know you're seen, you're beautiful, and you're special, and still you're loved. Your descendant.
For those whom it may concern, thank you. Which one of you had this immense confidence? Were you leading your village to victories, vying for your voice to speak volumes? Thank you. I have your blood running through my veins.
Okay, I wrote, dear whoever, I don't know you, how you look, feel, act, think, but show me where I came from. Bring me the roots of my being. Pull out the weeds of questions. Turn my world into a beautiful garden of knowledge. My gorgeous Arab pavilla, sacred and pure, make me the wonderful Babylonian princess from where I've descended from. One can only dream of the past, twist it into the image of happiness we hope it to be. I can only hope about my past. Whoever you are, from your present fam.
Down them, my ego and my blame. Let me baptize my soul with the help of your water.
to you, river. I will come to you, river. I will come to you, river. Come to you, river. Wash my soul. I will come to you, river. Wash my soul. I will come to you, river. Wash my soul again. Carry away my old leaves. Let me baptize my soul with the help of your waters. Sink my pains and complaints. Let the river take them. River, drown them. My ego and my blame. Let me baptize my soul with the help of your waters. Those old me's so ashamed. Let the river take them. River, drown them. To your river, I will come to your river. I will come to your river. Come to your river, wash my soul. I will come to your river, wash my soul. I will come to your river, wash my soul again.
Bleeding around to the sea. It was bleeding all Don't you know I need you, Lord? Don't you know that I need you? Don't you know that I need you? How what?
On it, brought to you by the Hamilton Youth Poets and the Art Gallery of Hamilton on 101.5 The Hawk. You know the vibes.
Will I lose my hair?
Will I be able to work?
What are my options?
Where will I stay?
How do I tell my family?
Why me? Am I going to die? Hello? Is anyone there?
Cancer makes you question everything. At the Canadian Cancer Society, we're here to help answer those questions. Don't face cancer alone. Call us at 1-888-939-3333. We're here for you.
Quiet!
Quiet!
Roland!
It's the music that changed the art of cinema.
That's very interesting.
With classic movie soundtracks, forgotten lost films, and the scores that made the movies.
Play, Sam. Play as time goes by.
And Sawyer, you're going out a youngster. But you've got to come back a star.
I am big. It's the pictures that got small.
Cinema from the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, all the way up to the new millennia.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
And action!
Vintage Cinema Music with Dylan Cardone, Saturdays noon to 2 p.m. on 101.5 The Hawk.
You're listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM, broadcasting across Hamilton from the edge of the Niagara Escarpment.
This is Beatles Mania on 101.5 The Hawk. Sponsored by Beatles Magazine. Get Beatles news 24 hours a day, 8 days a week. Go to BeatlesMagazineUK.com for the latest info.
With love from me to you.
Is now on the air.
On the air.
Beatles Mania for February 8, 2020 is now on the air. I'm Kyle Slaz, and over the next few weeks, we're going to have three specials called The Love Triangle, having to do with George Harrison, Eric Clapton, and Patty Boyd. Along with interviews from Clapton, Boyd, and George Harrison, we're going to have some great music by the Yardbirds, Clapton, and the Beatles, obviously. We'll get everything started off right now with one from Help, I Need You, on 101.5 The Hawk.
You don't realize how much I need you. Love you all the time and never leave you. Please come on back to me. I'm lonely as can be. I need you. Said you had a thing or two to tell me. How was I to know you would upset me? What you mean to me, I need you. But when you told me you don't want my loving anymore, that's when it hurt me. I'm feeling like this, I just can't go on anymore. Please remember how I feel about you. Could never really live without you. So come back and see just what you mean to me. I need you. I need you. I need you.
Stars that shine, dark is the sky.